Hello, friends, and welcome to Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting today from the Washington RV and Events Center at 9101 Stillicum Road for my fifth annual Galactic Wisdom Conference. It's being transmitted by Skype to KKNW on 1150 AM in Bellevue, Washington, and I'm so happy everyone could listen today. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place, and I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make this Earth a much better place. I want to thank everyone so much for listening today and making Out of This World Radio one of the most popular talk shows in the Seattle area. And the good news is that we now have over 250,000 listeners in over 90 countries. And I just want to thank everyone so much for their beautiful support. Today, I'm having my fifth annual Galactic Wisdom Conference here at 9101 Stillicum Road in Olympia, Washington. Today's free. And if you're in the area and like to come, just please come down. We have lots of wonderful vendors that I'll be introducing later in the show. And we also have some wonderful people right with us today, including Mary Beckman, a fantastic psychic and medium from Tacoma area, Carolyn White, who's a fantastic aura reader, and she does these incredible, beautiful aura pictures and does a psychic reading along with that. And depending upon your mood and what spirits are around you, you'll have different colors in your picture, which is just amazing. Michiko Hayashi, who's been on my show before, she's from Tokyo, Japan, and she's with what's called the Emoto Peace Project, and she also does Hado treatments. But anyway, she sells little children's books, which teaches kids around the world the valuable lessons of love and gratitude. Dr. Kyra Rocha has come all the way from the Bahamas to be with us today. He's a fantastic naturopathic doctor, and I already learned some things about some health things already from him talking this morning. He said you need to get to sleep at least by 11 p.m. and at least 4 hours till 3 a.m. That's when your body heals itself. The rest of the time, I guess, is just icing on the cake if you're tired. But that's something important if you have a busy schedule and you'd like to get a good rest. Dr. Todd Humphreys is a fantastic naturopathic physician as well. He graduated from Bastyr University some years ago. He's from Marysville. And I know that Dr. Todd and Dr. Rocha will have some interesting conversations. Next to them is Lloyd Zimmerman, another healer from the area here. We have also Tom Palladino flying in from Florida tomorrow morning. Emmanuel Eicher, he's a French Hollywood film spiritual producer. He's here in the area, but he wanted to sleep in today, and he'll be coming in a little while once he gets up and gets some coffee. We also have Simon Parks coming to us live from England on Sunday by Skype, as well as Billy Faye Woodard and his father, wonderful father Zora from the Hollow Earth. They'll be coming to us by Skype on Sunday. Jason Armstrong as well will be joining me this afternoon. I hope he can make it through the traffic okay. He's from Vancouver, British Columbia. And Jason's been channeling Adama and the high spirits of Telos ever since he went with me to Telos to Mount Shasta last September. Last September, when I was at Mount Shasta, I had a miracle healing. For the last 40-odd years since college, the vision in my right eye has been blurry, farsighted vision, 20/50 vision. And during that time down at Mount Shasta in September of last year, Adama asked me, who's the high priest of Telos, if I wanted a healing. And I said yes. And he healed my eyes, both my eyes. So now I have a crystal clear, perfect 20/10 vision in both eyes. I've also been told that there will be more miracle healings occurring at Mount Shasta this year. And if you'd like to come along, I'll be going July 2nd through the 8th, and again on September 5th through the 11th. The cost is just $200, includes free camping. And if you'd like more information, just send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. I will be taking a small group this year down to Shasta, and both dates are filling up pretty fast. So if you'd like to go, please let me know as soon as possible. I want to thank everyone so much for their wonderful support. Out of This World Radio is a nonprofit program supported entirely by donations. And if you'd like to donate, please go to the program webpage at www.outofthisworld1150.com and just click on it. I really appreciate all your wonderful support, because I know together, if we work together, we can make a much better and more beautiful world. I'd also really like to thank Corey and Saul and Kirkland for their fantastic support, as well as my beautiful friends Mary and Elias in Costa Rica, Bradley and Gemma in London, England, Jan Erik and Emma Louise in Norway, and everyone around the world who have helped me raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place, and as well as Sue in Ontario, Canada. I'd also like to thank the many sponsors of this show. We're looking for additional sponsors and advertisers. Any advertising on the program would have a worldwide audience for your goods and services in over 90 countries. I also would like to then ask everyone listening today to please send lots of love, light, and positive energy to my good friend Emmy in Seattle, who's had some health problems, health issues recently, as well as Carol, my wonderful web designer who was in a car accident recently. I know your good positive energy will really help her. Finally, I have a spiritual mentoring program where I teach people how to contact their angels and spirit guides. And if you'd like to get in touch with your loved ones who've passed on and hopefully get some good spiritual advice, send me an email, please, to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or you can call me in the United States at 509-750-9793. After my conference this week, I'll be taking a small group of people to visit sacred sites and meet with Hopi elders on the future of humanity and what they say, what's going on in the world. It should be a fascinating trip. It'll be from April 21st to April 28th. If you'd like to go, the cost is just $200 per person, with the proceeds going to the Hopi for Clean Water, and the other half of the proceeds going to the nonprofit charity, the Moto Peace Project. If you're interested, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. And with that, I'd like to start my conference today. It's a free day today, so if you're in the area, please come by and visit us. I'd like to start with the wonderful Mary Bickman. She's from Tacoma, and she's a psychic and a medium. And I always call her at the beginning of every Monday and ask for the winning lotto numbers. she hasn't given to me any yet. And usually, my friends, when I've asked for lotto numbers in the past, the spirits just kind of laugh in the background because they always want you to work for whatever monies you get. But anyway, Mary, thank you so much for coming here today.
Well, thanks, everybody. I'm surprised to be speaking with you today. I'm really, really, really happy to be here. Tomorrow is the anniversary of meeting one of my guides. Last year, I was listening to the remarkable channeling of Judy Cally. So I was sitting in the back listening to Judy, and my friend Susan was next to me. She's a spirit artist. If you can look her up on Facebook, Spirit Art by Susan. She draws awesome guides for people. And we thought, well, you know, maybe we'll just trade for a minute while the conference gets started. So she began to draw my guide. I wasn't even watching. I was listening to Judy. And all of a sudden, some beings started walking up to my table. And one of them invited me out into the outside room there. And I asked my other guides at the time, is this totally okay? Am I going to, you know, come back? Are they going to take me to Jupiter or something? And they said, no, go ahead. So I went outside and I met this guide, and she's been with me forever now, a whole entire year. Her name is Nione. She's Arcturian. And we do healings together. And so today when I speak at 5 o'clock, we are going to do some healings in 5D and beyond, because we are at this moment, I believe, in and out of 5D. So I hope you guys recognize that. I hope, can you show your hands? You're feeling some awesome energy. That stupidness just seems to be, or at least part of the time, in 5D. So that's what we want to be. And I love doing healings in a group. My guides give me a composite being, and I do the changes on the being. So when I do those changes on the composite being, I know somebody in here has a headache, somebody's got a left hip problem, somebody's got pain in the foot, somebody's got issues in past lives, and we clear that out. And I'm just blessed to work with my guidance. I call the 6-point star, and also Jesus and Mary for Christ consciousness. So I really hope everybody can come on down today. This is the beginning of this conference. There's lots of people here already, lots of awesome vendors. Come down and get your body lovingly massaged by Linda. I just did. And Dr. Todd is here, of course. So come on down and look at all the good stuff.
Mary, if I may ask you a quick question. What do your guides see happening this year here in the United States and elsewhere in 25 words or less? You can take more than 25.
A lot. Let's just say a lot. But don't they always say soon? They always tell me, soon, soul, don't worry. But no, seriously, there is so much change happening right now. I mean, you can feel it come in your body. People are just talking about the incredible energies that are coming in, and they're feeling it in their chest and their heart, in the brain, not wanting to eat certain things, you know, just becoming higher and higher vibration, you know, the brand new human, right? So the guidance says that new things happening, of course, in government, new things in money, new things in energy technology. One of my guides is Mr. Tesla. We don't talk about energy too much. He tends to talk about love. So if you want to know what happened to his trunks, don't ask me. I have no idea. It's all about love with my guides. And so if you have questions, that is really where to go. Check in with your guidance in the morning. Tell them you love them. Get up and have a really good day. The more positive you can possibly be, the better you'll feel this energy. Just be in love and gratitude. Gratitude will lift your energy. I don't know if I answered your question, but I had a good time.
Okay. Well, you said lots of changes this year.
A lot of changes. Yeah. Especially changes coming around Easter time, everybody. So, you know, when you go out to buy your tofurkey, just think about that. Maybe we're not even going to be eating that tofurkey. I'm not sure. Big change is coming.
Well, one of the things I've discussed with Carolyn, my friend Carolyn White, and Jerry, her husband, is that, and Michiko too, is that, and other friends, psychics too, is that the Midwest has been in this tremendous flooding situation. And I don't know what the price of the grains are right now, but I assume that they're quite high, because I don't think we're going to have really much of a grain harvest this year. It'll be at least reduced quite a bit. And what kind of message is that sending us to the planet now? And as well as meats too, cattle, pork.
I think so many people have been telling me that they really want to eat higher light vibration food, like fruit and vegetables. I mean, can you show me folks that have changed their diet recently? Less meat, of course. Practically nobody is drinking much alcohol right now. I haven't noticed. I mean, I know I quit soda years ago. We're understanding that sugar is just really, really bad for us. And of course, prescription medication is so awful. Just to tell you something very quickly, interestingly enough, I took a thyroid medication for years, and all the doctors told me no chance of getting off of that. I thought that was a bunch of hooey. And so I went to a naturopath who said, yeah, maybe not, but you know, we'll try to get you on an herb. So I went to Linda, she gave me a light code. And in 1 month, my thyroid is now sitting up and taking notice. It's pretty exciting. So I'm hoping to go on to an herb pretty quick. So understanding that prescription medication, you didn't hear it from me, probably not so great for you. But in the future, I believe we'll be taking some herbs, eating close to the earth, having a lot of fun, and living in gratitude.
Wonderful.
Okay.
Wonderful. Thank you, Mary. Thank you so much. And Mary, yeah. So, okay. Thank you so much. And Mary will be giving a presentation later this afternoon, right after the program ends. And I will be giving a presentation too, on messages, what I call messages from the masters. It's my book is called that. And I also have lots of updates from my good friends, Professor Albert Einstein, John F. Kennedy, Nostradamus, and lots of other great spirits as well. What is your name again? Excuse me. Your name starts with a C, is that right?
Carolyn. Carolyn. Carolyn White. Yes, that is, we call ourselves, actually Jerry and I also play music, and we call ourselves the White Notes, because we like to play music of light and love. And I know that, Mary, we talked about this, and like Ted said, that many of what's going on this planet right now, Mother Earth is a living being. Mother Earth is just like you and I. Mother Earth has emotions. Mother Earth has feelings. Mother Earth also becomes out of alignment. And what do we do if you have the virus? If you get ill and you have some foreign substance in your body, what do? You have a fever. And I think that's what Mother Earth right now is doing, is with the very extreme climate changes that we have at this particular point in time. Mother Earth is trying to heal herself. And the thing is that we also have to be aware of this so that we too can help her and be aware of what we're feeding ourselves with sugar consumption. I think this is a big lesson from my guides, what I have received about what's going on in the Midwest. In fact, I was thinking about what was said by Edgar Casey, that he was going to be born on the docks of Nebraska. Well, folks, right now, there are a lot of docks in Nebraska because whole communities have been flooded. They're like islands. And another thing that I think that is so important, that people, that we realize that water also is a very purifying. And that's one of the things that Mother Earth is bringing, water in these quantities that are very overwhelming. And if you think about it, like a lot of the agricultural land, a lot of cows, pigs, and farmland has been destroyed. Well, it makes us think about what we are doing to our planet, but also what we're doing to our bodies. Is factory farming that healthy for us? Is eating meat the best thing that we can do for our planet? And also putting this kind of lower energetic energy, this food, into our system. So there's a lot of things that are going on right now. And from a tarot and numerological point of view, this is a 3-year, but it's also a 12-year. 3 is the Empress. 3 is bringing forth this beautiful growth and nurturing. But also 12, that's the Hanged Man. A lot of things are going to seem upside down for a lot of people this year. There's going to be a lot of changes. And the thing is that we have to just kind of go with the flow. But the most important thing is to keep our hearts, to keep ourselves heart-centered, to keep ourselves grounded, to bring in as much higher vibration energy as we can. And I know on Sunday I'm going to be talking just about that thing about your aura, your chakras, and how you can bring in this energy, how you can become more grounded, how you can live at that higher vibration. And I think that that's one of the things, is that with all of us, a lot of times we look outside of ourselves, but really all the answers that we have, all of the healing, everything lies within us. It's listening to our own inner tuition. It's listening to our own inner guidance and getting in touch with it. And I think that is the most important thing for us at this time, is to realize that we are beings of light. We are sovereign beings of light. And what's going on in this planet, it involves all of us. Every single one of us. So think about it. If everybody stopped for 1 minute and started laughing, belly laughs, had a lot of joy in their life, and just radiated love, guess what? All the bottom feeders, all of the energies that that are very negative and life-sucking from us would be gone. It's all about each and every one of us radiating life and love and laughter.
Well, thank you, Carolyn, so much for sharing that with us. You'll be speaking, she'll be speaking on Sunday from 4:15 to 5 p.m., 5:15 p.m. on Sunday, April 14th, and I hope you can come down for her presentation. I just want to tell everyone again listening today, we're located about an hour south of Seattle Airport, and it goes on today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Today's a free day, and if you'd like to come and meet our wonderful speakers and meet our vendors, I'll be bringing on the vendors as many as possible during the second hour. And now, of course, I'd like to introduce Michiko Hayashi, who's with the Emoto Peace Project. Michi was Dr. Emoto's former administrative assistant for over 10 years, and she's now does the work of the Emoto Peace Project. Dr. Emoto found that if you send positive thoughts to a glass of water, these beautiful water crystals will form, and therefore, if you drink the water, you can make yourself feel a lot better and much higher vibration. The converse is also true, that if you send negative thoughts to a glass of water, that these ugly crystals do form. And so that's not good either. But But words are powerful, and they do can harm or help people. Anyway, thank you so much for coming on today, Michiko.
Sure. Thank you, Ted. And thank you, everyone, for being here. I'm Michiko from Emoto Peace Project. Okay. I wanted to, well, Carolyn White said just about everything I wanted to say, so I feel that I don't really have much to say, but Dr. Emoto always said that everything is vibration. Even though we cannot see, this table is vibrating. It is vibrating, and we are energetic beings that is affecting each other. And so if we are living in a state of love and gratitude, that completely changes everything for the better. Use this? Okay. So, what do I do here? Okay. Anyway, so what I would like, this time, tomorrow during my presentation, I would like to talk about or give my presentation on principles of Hado. Hado means vibration. And first, probably about 45 minutes is the presentation that Dr. Emoto used to give all around the world, how he was treating people, how he was teaching everyone what vibration is. And the important thing and very interesting thing is that he was saying that what is happening in the world of bacteria, such as small, tiny beings that we can't even see with our own eyes, but they exist. And what is happening in the world of bacteria is what is happening within our body. What is happening within our body is what is happening in the society. What's happening is in the society is what's happening on this earth. What's happening on this earth is what's happening in the universe. It's just the difference of the size. So like what Carolyn said, if we just look into our inside of ourselves and learn that what kind of energy we are emitting, if we emit positive energy, positive vibration, each one single person has the decision, has a choice. If each one single person makes a choice to live in a high vibration, this entire world will change to be the higher vibration. And in Japan, starting the 1st of May, we're going into the new era. Emperor changes to the next generation. And that's when we're starting the new era. And I believe that Japan is going to start a better world and sending out very important energy to all around the world. And I would like to be the part of it as Emoto Peace Project. And I would like you to be part of it too, because every single person can send out the message to change, message and energy to change the whole world for a better place. Thank you.
Thank you, Michi. And your website is
www.emotopeaceproject.net. Emoto is spelled E-M-O-T-O. Thank you.
Thank you so much for sharing that.
Thank you.
And now, next is my good friend, Dr. Kyra Rocha. He flew here all the way from the Bahamas, just arrived yesterday. And I've been to Dr. Rocha's presentations before, and he always gives a fascinating talk. I'm going to ask him about vegetables, about tomatoes, because they're good for the heart, because they look like a heart. If you cut a tomato in half, you can see the two. It almost looks like like a heart. Each vegetable has a specific value. He also studied acupuncture and ran his own acupuncture school in Brazil. He bounced around quite a bit in his career. At one time, he earned a law degree and was an attorney, but didn't really care for it that much. How can I blame him? But please go ahead, Cairo. Tell us about your work.
I just would like to express my happiness. I'm so happy to be here again. We have this saying in the Bahamas: a well-treated cat always comes back. So that shows that yesterday, for cat lovers, that's how I feel. And also the opportunity to be with like-minded people. I don't have, this is a treat for me to be able to talk openly with everything that's happening inside us and outside us. My journey didn't start, it's not that one day I woke up and said I'm going to study acupuncture. Not quite like that. I studied theology. Then I felt that it was keeping me away from people, just spending time in labs and in field. Decided to go back home and study law. But when I became lawyer, it wasn't what I was hoping. It was something missing until I saw this ad in the newspaper, Doin Weekend. Doin is a Japanese acupressure. And for some mysterious reason, I was drawn to that, went to that weekend, and that changed my life. And soon after that, I was on my way to Japan, where I spent 4 years studying natural medicine.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Dr. Rocha is a very modest man. He's one of the best naturopathic doctors I know of, other than Dr. Todd, and who's behind me here. But he has a lot of interesting things to say. Tell us a little bit about vegetables. Like, I know you talked about tomatoes look like a heart, and they're good for the heart. Could you give us a couple more examples if you don't? And then you're also specialized, you know about feng shui, and you also know a lot about acupuncture points. And then you also know of several, what's called mudras?
Yes.
Mudras, yeah. He has techniques using his hands which can help you with various physical conditions and diseases. But you're a very modest man, and to look at him, you wouldn't think so, but he's brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. He's got all this wealth of information. So I'm going to dig it out today a little bit. We've got time. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, thank you. Well, basically, when I went to Japan to study these 4 years, it's not like you arrive, here I am, the beautiful me. I'm here to study. It's not quite like that. It's just the doors open slowly. In my days, they wanted to see if you were there, not only your body, your mind, but it's your heart as well. If you could incorporate or absorb the philosophy and the spirit of everything, then slowly the doors begin to open. The opportunity to mothers and but there was one thing after Japan, while I was there, I came to my knowledge that occasionally the Tibetans opened the doors foreigners, foreign therapists, to study Tibetan medicine. But it took me a long time. I left Japan, and after I left Japan, many years later, I got this message, come, it's going to happen next year. So I packed my baggage and went to Dharamsala to study Tibetan medicine. And while I was there, I started noticing that different deities, different pictures, different statues always have different positions, hand positions portrayed in different ways. To me, it was almost like some sort of, like artistic liberties or inspiration to induce relaxation, meditation. But while I was there, something, after I finished this Tibetan medicine, I went to Ladakh, which something I always wanted to do, which is also called Indian Tibet. And on the very first night, I was there and I was trying to open my suitcase to looking for a plastic bag, something very mundane, and out came a book about mudras. Now, I have no idea what that book was doing in my suitcase all the way from the Bahamas to Ladakh. I don't remember having purchased, I don't remember having put in this my suitcase, but out came this book and triggered so many questions. And what is that? Went to sleep, only to wake up in the middle of the night Well, I died in bushtails, as we say in the Bahamas. And I all of a sudden, it started making sense to me. This is not only a position for meditation. It has a meaning. It's a very powerful healing tool. And I woke up and started writing. I don't know how many pages I wrote. Later on, turned into a PowerPoint presentation, which I present in Montreal. And last year, it transformed into a book. So now it's a book form. So that's my journey into that.
Yeah, great, Cairo. It's so good to have you here. And if you're in the area, please come up and talk to Dr. Rocha. He's in a great man. Yeah, great healer, a great healer. Thank you. And also a great healer is Dr. Todd Humphreys. He's from Marysville. Just
feels good to be back here again. I was here last year, had an absolutely fabulous time, and I was here the year before that just as a spectator and decided I had to come down here and be part of this group because it's such a wonderful group. What I do is I specialize in energetic medicine. I was actually practicing with Dr. Bartlett when he created Matrix Energetics. And that had a huge influence on me. And so I basically channel energy. It turns out it's scalar energy that I'm channeling. It's life force. And when I allow that to go into the body and the body to use it where it needs to the most, that's when we have great dissipation in pain in a short period of time. And dissipating pain is the only way I'm allowed to say it. Spirit's very clear about that. I know patients talk differently to me, but I always use the word dissipating pain. Had a patient, she had a frozen shoulder, and I was working on her as an example down at Cosmic Awareness Fair. And at the Cosmic Cafe, I was giving a speech there in December, and took about 15 minutes, she had full range of motion in her shoulder. A couple months later, she contacted me, said, "Can I help with addiction?" I said, "Yes." And so she sent her sister over, and I went to work on her, and I saw demons attached to it, and that's common with drug addiction. And it's one of their challenges that they face. And so I called in the fifth dimensional entities to come in and help me. They came in just clawing away at those demons, got rid of those demons. And she felt much better. She contacted me a couple days later, said she hasn't felt this good in over 5 years. She doesn't even want a cigarette. Wow. And I lost one of my oldest friends to drug addiction. I wish I would have known this back then. And then other things that ail people, broken bones. I had a patient, one of my regular patients in Bellingham where I have an office, and she fell and broke her ankle. Yeah, everybody knows that. She usually plates or screws. Well, her first x-ray said displaced. I did some remote work, put it back in place, put a light pin to hold it. And next x-ray said mildly displaced. They put her in a cast. And she was in a cast only for 2 weeks, and then the doctors took it back out. I cleaned up the broken area, mixed up the slurry stuff, and started pouring it back in there like you're pouring concrete in a dam, curing it as we went. And so about 2 months after she broke her ankle, she's on a trip in Europe, walking through Greece on all these cobblestone streets and stuff, very uneven stuff, hard to walk on. She was tired, she was sore, but that was it, just kind of normal. So. When you allow the body to do what it needs to do, it's amazing what happens. They say that we don't heal. The body does its own healing. Healers just move the obstacles to the cure. I'm all about increasing the energy, increasing the frequency, and bringing the vibrations into harmony. Tesla once said, if you want to understand the universe, you got to think in energies, frequencies, and vibrations. My own personal baby, Alchemy Energy Hermes, came to me about 5 years ago. And I say came to me because I'm just the conduit here. And that's my main modality that I use. And I use some different instruments and tools in that. I use a Keshe Magnetic Gravitational Healing Wand. I use some of Todd Rolson's Alchemy Energy Discs. But everybody tells, I don't need the tools. Maybe my patients need them. But they just add some fun character to it. And it makes it more interesting, which is important. Changes things up a little bit. I get new instruments, and I use them for a little bit, and then I can put them down because the instrument now is inside of me. I vibrate with that frequency.
Great.
Great. Thank you very much. Everybody have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you so much, Dr. Todd. I really appreciate it. And of course, we have his friend, good friend, Lloyd Zimmermans. Lloyd, just so glad to, good to see you again. Glad to be here.
Thanks, Ted. Yeah, I ran into Ted. I'd heard about Ted through Todd and the radio program and the videos, but I was down at the LA Expo, Consciousness Expo, and I happened to sit at the same round pub table, and I just said, Ted, I want to show you what I can do. So we took a friend of his that was eating some food, and we just gave him dinner and a show. But I'm from Bellingham, and I have a degree in business from University of Puget Sound. I started off in Tacoma, and I started off as pre-med, but I was an artist and a lot of other things, and I didn't have that left brain stuff where it weeds out a lot of those people that want to be healers because they don't know algebra and they don't have the patience to sit for it. So 40 years later, my wife has a situation that she can't get any relief. It's a sinus issues. And so she got referred to a nutritional therapist, and Jonelle Tyler. And I got to see what Jonelle Tyler could do. And she started doing muscle testing. My eyes dropped out of my sockets, and I could not believe that it was really happening. It was the closest thing to magic I'd ever seen. Here I'm a 45-year-old man. Wait a second. This is on TV and science fiction. And so I went back to school at age 45 and got a master's degree in nutrition. Sexology that was on with that, helping people out, digestion issues, that's all great. But I was still fascinated with the kinesiology of being able to tap into the higher healing self. So what I've done, and I've always been a social activist, so I started designing this program for homeless people from Whatcom County Jail. And they were, of course, they were overcrowded as a jail, so they wanted to build a $100 million jail. Well, a bigger jail doesn't make better society. So we attacked it from that and creating what this is called the Spartacus Project, and that we'd be able to train people in this kinesiology technique to put them back down in the prison and work with the rest of the people. And again, just to see what the rounding up the homeless people, putting them in the jails, very unhealthy for everybody, trauma. And so what I do is I use kinesiology to identify where the trauma is as far as the reflex points of the body. And then we go back and we clear it using the work of Dr. Wayne Topping as a, using eye rotation therapy, lots of spell, you know, suicide, with returning veterans. And so those are the types of areas that I work with. I'm financially independent. I need to do this for money, but right now, any money I get today is going to go to the Fallen Angels orphanage over in, outside of Kampala, Uganda. And I had the honor of going over working with a group of chiropractors from Northwest Sudwoli area. And there were five of them, and myself and a few other people. We went to this remote village of Maluku outside of Mbale on the Kenya border, in the highlands of Uganda. And I had this idea. What if I can use Dr. David Hawkins, calibrate the level of consciousness for this village, and it happened to be 212 boiling point of water. I said, I wonder if I can make a difference in this thing. So for a couple months, I kept testing every day, 212, 212. Time after 5 days working over there, treated over 100 village day, but in the last day, it was over 232. And it was just affect the overall consciousness by dealing with the trauma, the death, the grief, all those low energies that are held. So what this field here is psychoneuroimaging, because the end goal is to affect the immune system by using psychology and actually going through the nervous system. So that's the psychoneuroimmunology, and to talk to the body and convince it to get to let this stuff go. And what I found is consequently the level of consciousness, the LOC of the body, will raise up. And so it's pretty exciting stuff. So now I'm doing remote stuff As crazy as I sound sometimes, I'd like to come hang out with Dr. Todd because the stuff he does is really wild. But I'm honored to be here, and it's my first time ever. And I'm looking forward to meeting a lot of great people so far. It's been wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Floyd. Appreciate it. Now, tomorrow, my good friend Tom Palladino will be flying into Seattle from Florida. He'll be joining us, and he'll be giving us a presentation on Sunday, April 14th from 3 to 4:15 p.m. Tom's had 25 years of what's called scalar energy research, and what he uses is what's called Tesla technology. And he'll take your picture, for example, he'll run it through his machines, and correct the vibrations which are affecting your body, which are causing illness. And it's the same principle, if I may ask, if I may say so myself, about what Michiko does in the Hado machines and Denise Bartlett does too. It's the same principle that Dr. Modo talked about too, about correcting your vibration. Professor Albert Einstein, my good friend who I talk to regularly on the other side, he said that everything is vibration, and that's the same thing that Dr. Emoto said as well, that everything is vibration. And so if you correct your vibration, you should be able to correct whatever physical or spiritual condition bothers you. And it is a very effective way of reducing illness. Tom will be here on Sunday. He'll be here as well on Saturday too, probably getting here in the afternoon. So if you'd like to meet Tom, I sure hope you could come. One of the things, he's having also a free event this Monday evening on April 15th. It starts at, it doesn't say the time it starts, 6:30 p.m. It's at the AIM Clinic, and the address is 12400 Southeast 38th Street, number 201. It's just right. It's right above the post office in Factoria in Bellevue. So if you find the post office, you're not far off from there. But you need to RSVP before you go. The phone number to RSVP is area code 425-289-0188. One of the more interesting people vendors. We have a lot of interesting vendors here. But one of the interesting vendors who I personally like is Judy Chapman and her husband. She does sacred geometry. Now, sacred geometry, she can tell you more about this, is the pattern present in all living and non-living entities. And what I'd like to do now is to bring Judy up now and have her talk about a little bit about her work. And then I'm going to go all the way around this hallway here and bring all the vendors on for a brief explanation of what they do. And so people know when they come here. Judy, so glad that you could come up.
Thank you so much, Ted. I always love coming to this event. For me, it's an opportunity to speak with people, which also it enlivens my brain because I like to share what I've been learning. I've been a high school teacher for 20 years, so I feel that there is an intuitive part of my personality that I love to teach what I know. And as a child, I was an artist, and I've combined the two elements of art and sacred geometry. So my booth encompasses all of that. I have prints and cards and all kinds of things for sale. I also teach classes so that I'm sharing my knowledge. I feel like it's something that's lacking. I certainly never got it in my education as a child or even at the college level. And I believe it's something that everyone needs to know at least something about sacred geometry because it's the language of the universe. It is how we are constructed.
Now, tell us about hexagonal shapes. That seems to be a pattern with water molecules. And from what do you know of hexagonal shapes, as far as you know, for the universe?
Actually, that's the first thing that we look at in class number one. We just did that on Monday and Tuesday night. Hexagons are that first movement of six circles around a single circle in the middle. They all share a common radius, and that's commonly referred to as a seed of life. When you connect those edges, you end up with a hexagon. And then if you connect every other one in the middle of it, you have a six-sided star. If you look at it, it looks like the Star of David. If you put tetrahedrons in there, then you have the Merkaba. So it has a lot of energy and a lot of different implications.
Okay, interesting. Now, how does that relate to the flower of life?
The seed of life is the first movement of six circles around one. And then the seed of life, the seed of life first, and then you go into the egg of life, which is the next movement of circles going around that. The flower of life is born out of that, and from there you go to Metatron's cube.
OK. Okay. Now, this is a serious question. I don't remember everything when I was born, exactly how the cells formed, but I know that when the sperm fertilizes the egg, it also follows the hexagonal shape and the tree of life. Could you explain that in 25 words or less, please?
Okay. That just takes us right back to the vascapisces, which is the meiosis stage, where you have that same circle with the same radius as it begins the splitting, and then again, seed of life. And boom, 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 all the way out to the flower of life. When we make it, we always have a zona pellucida around it, which is that membrane that goes around that egg of life.
Okay. And also, too, from what I've seen in birthing pictures, and maybe one of our doctor friends could tell us more about that, we actually go through different separate stages where we appear to be other mammals. Is that right? Like, is that true before we become human-like or human?
I've seen those same pictures, and it always blows me away to see that I've seen the same thing that he has. And so it is the idea that we all spring out of something very simple from the same source. And with the flower of life, we see that everything and everyone is connected.
Okay. I want to interject Dr. Rocha on this quickly, because I hope you don't be putting on the spot again.
But perfect.
But from what you know as a doctor, is that true? Do we actually, it's fascinating to realize that we go through different forms as we develop in our mother's womb. Is that right?
Yes, there are different configurations. Let's put it this way. There is a pattern. It's a transformation, I would say that. But the most fascinating thing to me is when you look at what's seemingly incompatible, like say what Chinese say, the connection between large intestine and lungs. When you look at the fetus and the process of developing, lungs and exactly the same, heart and small intestine, pretty much the same one. So there is later on, when the Chinese talk about the connection between the two, there is a physiological aspect to it. Absolutely.
I totally agree. I think the thing that gets to be confusing when you're looking at geometry and then you're looking at the organic tissue and matter is trying to make that leap between what looks like it's very organic and how do you pull that back to where did it come out of geometry? And there are lots of geometrical examples of what that looks like. And people in the industry of advertisement who are creating logos are very savvy about this kind of thing. So they're using those images because it talks to your brain to create their logos.
Interesting. Well, Judy, you create these incredibly beautiful geometric designs from using sacred, what you call sacred geometry, and she's available here today. And you also teach classes, don't you?
I do. I've just started a new session Monday. I have a Monday night and a Tuesday night class. I do 8 sessions. So we start off learning about the vascapisces and the seed of life. Then we go to the flower of life. Then we go to Metatron's cube, platonic solids. We stop and we make a construction that Giordano Bruno did out of the Hermetic series. Then we come back to the golden mean, and then we apply that the next time to the pentagram and the pentagon, and then we finish with squaring the circle.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for sharing that. I really appreciate
it. Thank
you, Ted. I'd like to bring Suma up next. She does psychic readings and spiritual Reiki healing. Suma, please introduce yourself to my audience.
Hello, everyone on Earth.
Thank you for inviting me to be here, Ted. And I'm very excited to be here. I'm a little nervous because it's a microphone. And I am here to present a communication between you and your loved ones who have passed into the world of spirit or other realms. And we are also in an area where I also do spiritual healing. And that is sometimes termed as Reiki healing, but it is traditional in the Christian faith as laying up of hands. I do invocation prayers, accessing affirmations with the use of color and form and symbolism. Sessions can go into reincarnation also. And when Ted talks about master teachers, my master teacher is Gautami Lal Singh. Gautami is known within the Theosophical Society. My healing perspective and reincarnation areas come a little more from the Edgar Cayce background, for those who've heard of those individuals. And I started my journey while I was in the military at the end, quote unquote, of the Vietnam time era. And so I was in the military from 1973 to 1976 in Hawaii. And I went to a friend's wedding, and they somehow was in conversation. Someone mentioned that it was actually a little spiritualist group. And I didn't know what spiritualism was. And they also mentioned that there is science involved, which is now, I know, is called parapsychology or psychical research, and things like spirit photography, conversations through time. So my journey started over 40 years ago. And so I am open to meeting people and going from there and hopefully help you in your life and your path.
Great, great.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Suma, for coming on today. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Could you give us your email address so people can contact you?
Yes, it's knowyourguardianangels@gmail.com. Thank you very much.
That's a pretty cool email you got there.
You're welcome.
Okay, great, great. Another good friend of mine who's a wonderful psychic is Linda Jolo. Hopefully I pronounced that correctly. She's been doing psychic readings for many, many years, and she has a heart of gold and truly wants to help humanity.
Hi, my name's Linda Jolo. It's spelled J-O-L-L-O. And the way to remember it is it must be Jolo because Jello doesn't shake like that. My current passion is light healing codes, which are light and sound frequencies in their mathematical form. So frequencies, you're going to hear a lot about this weekend. You're going to hear a lot about light and sound and how we use that to heal and how we raise the consciousness, not only of ourselves, but of every living being on the planet. The thing that makes everything work is unconditional love. Nothing happens without love. So if you have your pencil, I'm going to give you a code that you can use every day. And you can send it for yourself, and you can do it as service to every living being on the planet. And the code is 56 space 57 space 893. And how you use the code is you take the hand that you write with and you use your pointer finger and you use the other arm and you write the code 56 space 57 space 893. Send it to yourself with love and the universe and let go. This is very simple and easy. It's a 10th dimensional healing form, and we are now able to access it because the consciousness level has increased enough for us to be aware of it. Healthy frequencies of the body starts at 62 to 72 megahertz, and colds start at 57. Disease starts at 58. Death starts at 25. You're receptive to cancer at 42. So when you use the codes and you use all these techniques that you'll be learning this weekend, it will increase your frequencies and keep you healthy. They can also be used for the planet. Please come down and join us. There is many, many people here with lots of knowledge, current information about all kinds of things. We're going to talk about spirituality. We're going to talk about UFOs. We're going to talk about all kinds of fun things. Please come. Thank you. Have a good day.
Okay. Thank you, Linda. We've only got about a minute and a half left, friends, but I want to tell you all, today's a free day, so please come on down to the Washington RV and Event Center. The address is 9101 Stillicum Road in Olympia, Washington. It's just off of exit 111, which is actually an angelic number. I'll be giving a presentation, by the way, at about 4 o'clock on messages from the Masters, as well as Jason Armstrong, who will be coming in from beautiful Vancouver, Canada. And my good friend Emmanuel just arrived, Emmanuel Eiter, who's a – Emmanuel, please come on up. My friends, and say hello to the audience. We've only got a few seconds left now, but we'll be coming back on air in a few minutes, and I'll have Emmanuel on for the first part. But Emmanuel, thank you so much for coming on and being here today.
Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure.
Good. Well, we'll be coming back again on the air in just a few minutes, so please stay tuned, and we'll start off the next hour with Emmanuel Leiter, a famous French Hollywood film director, who will be talking about his work.